What has happened since the United States started supporting Israel in the 1960s? Well, in 1962, prayer was removed from public schools. What a blessing. In 1969, no-fault divorce was introduced in California and shortly thereafter spread to the whole rest of the nation, to where now every state has no-fault divorce. And of course, the divorce rates used to be way lower. After this no-fault divorce was introduced, divorce rates just skyrocketed. How about 1973? That's when the blessings really began to kick in, with Roe versus Wade making abortion legal in the entire United States. And by the way, there have now, since 1973, been 62 million abortions in the United States. 62 million murdered. How about 2003, when being a homo was made legal in all 50 states? Before that, it was still illegal in some states to even be a homo. Of course, if you go back to around the time we started supporting Israel, being a homo was illegal in every state. But then we started supporting Israel, started getting the serious blessings from God, and now being a homo has been made legal in all states. Well, according to the Pew Research Center, the share of U.S. children living with an unmarried parent has more than doubled since 1968. What a blessing. It jumped from 13% to 32% in 2017. This is the Pew Research Center. That trend has been accompanied by a drop in the share of children living with two married parents, down from 85% in 1968, down to 65%. How about this? Church membership. Here's a Gallup poll on church membership. Americans' membership in houses of worship, this is a current article from this year, Americans' membership in houses of worship continued to decline last year, dropping below 50% for the first time in Gallup's eight-decade trend. So for the first time in eight decades, the amount of people who are members of a church, not even that they attend, just who are members of a church, just dropped below 50% for the first time in America. You're hard-pressed to find anything that you could construe as, oh, this is the blessing that we got because we've supported Israel. The only thing that you could possibly point to is one thing. And what's that one thing that you could possibly point to and say, hey, we're blessed by God? Money. That's it. That's the only thing. You could just point to gain. Look at the stock market. Look at money. Look at financial prosperity. Is that the blessing from God? Fertility rates, down. Marriage rates, down. Church attendance, down. Church membership, down. Sodomy, up. Abortion, up. Crime, up. Wickedness, up. Pornography, up. Everything, up. Drug use, up. All of it, negative, spiritually, 100%. But then it's like, oh, but look at the financial prosperity. Folks, if this promise in Genesis chapter 12 is for a nation that supports Israel, then I want to know where the blessing is, and can we get a refund on all that money that we've been sending to Israel since we didn't get the blessings?